Did you know there's a place for movies in the Great Commission? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll take a look at one of the world's most dynamic gospel films. And there's a silver lining to some bad news from Russia. But first, a little political update. The clock is ticking. By March 17th, U.S. leaders have to decide if they're going to call the ISIS violence genocide. Congress just used the G word in a bill that describes the persecution of Christians and other minorities.
But our government in America is refusing to call that genocide. And so people are questioning, why is that?
Tom Doyle is a Middle East expert and author of the book, Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. He says the headlines are actually a call to prayer.
We need to pray for our elected officials like these congressmen that are trying to get meaningful legislation out there on the floor and for people to understand the real story of what's happening to Christians in the Middle East.
We can't fit in all of the details that you need here. So go to our website for the full report, missionnews.org.
For American Christians, it's easy to just say, we're so sick of government, but there's brothers and sisters in Christ that are elected that are trying to make a difference, and we need to pray for them.
With no firm date yet set for the launch of its transitional government, South Sudan continues to be a nation in crisis. For Kids Alive team members working with the street children in WOW, the impact of the continued delays have now been felt as violence has ravaged the traditionally peaceful village. Matt Parker says the staff and the kids have been kept safe, but prayers are greatly needed.
There is still a real sense of tension. Rumors that there might be another attack coming at some point in the near future. So it remains a very tense situation. And of course, that's really difficult for our staff and for our children.
What'll it take for peace to come to South Sudan? It's summed up in one word: trust.
It is absolutely essential that both the government and the rebels come to the table and putting aside some of their own selfish ambitions and interests for the sake of the people of South Sudan.
So prayer is the priority for South Sudan. We've got a detailed prayer list at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. This next story is a mixed bag of news. Far East Broadcasting Company just got word in Russia that their AM radio license to broadcast in St. Petersburg and Moscow will not be renewed this year. That gives them just a month to accelerate their AM to FM switchover plans. Now, FEBC is also preparing launches of a mobile app and satellite broadcasting. These were already in the works on a three-year timeline. God still wants the good news shared with millions of Russians, and everything else is timing. Media has powerful impact. Hollywood has produced some films about Christ in recent years with stunning acting and cinematography. But one of the most meaningful portrayals of Jesus has been shown around the world to audiences speaking 1,400 different languages, like Baobab. The Jesus Film Project's Kerry Hagen says that language is spoken by about 250,000 people in Tanzania.
Our hope is that our films will be used to plant churches. We have a dream that in the next 10 years, we hope that the 5 billion people in the world who don't identify as followers of Christ will have access to the gospel and will have exposure to the gospel with the help of our films. We're hoping that our films will be used in the next 10 years to plant 5 million churches.
And over 4 million Nigerians are infected with HIV. 200,000 of them died last year, and many of them are dying without ever having heard the gospel. A partnership between Biblica and the Scripture Union means that students are getting God's Word at school through the Reach for Life Scripture Project. Small groups of students work through 40 Bible studies that speak to the point of godly living. And just $3 can make a life or death difference in a student's life in Nigeria. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.